This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here toll free at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going to talk about what's going on over in China with this social program capital thing.
The social credit system.
Social credit system. That's on the way here tonight. I don't think we've really gotten into that on Free Talk Live. It might have gotten a mention in the past, but I don't think we really talked about it in any detail.
It has been going on for quite some time. They were rolling it out many years ago, and so yes, we did talk about it once.
I know we talked about it at some point, but it deserves to be revisited. Daryl, you've got a story about that. Also, Conan, the top 10 jobs for psychopaths.
Right, plus psychopath next door.
We'll talk about border patrol checkpoints as well. You know that top 10 list? That sounds like it might be an interesting one to get into. Maybe we'll do a few of them throughout the show and sprinkle them in rather than going through all 10. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Is Border Patrol on the list?
Yes, actually they are.
Police officer or Border Patrol specifically?
Police officer.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I would figure about that one. So where's the story from? Do you have it handy?
Yeah, this is, I got it from Doc Zone. I believe it's a Canadian documentary program.
Okay.
They went ahead and they put documentaries out. I watched one this morning. It was pretty decent. But yeah, they these guys are everywhere. They blend in. Actually, when it comes to getting things done, they're actually really good at it.
Because they don't care about what people think.
Correct. They have low empathy. they are only interested in personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
So. When it takes throwing people off the bandwagon, you know, it's there, they could do it.
Right.
So when it comes to, what's your guy's first guess would be the number one psychopath?
Politician.
Nope.
Top.
Nope. CEO.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So what's your, you did mention what, cop and
I said politician.
Politician is actually not on this list unless you interpret it a different way.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. How about instead of us each guessing and then Conan telling us right or wrong, between segments, Ian, you and I will get a scratch piece of paper and write out things that we think might be on the list, and then we'll go over it.
All right. I mean, I don't really have that many guesses, though. I don't know if I can come up with 10 different guesses.
Right, but
guesses.
Instead of us guessing, what's number one? What's number two?
Well, I mean, he just asked. He didn't ask which number one was.
Asked what's number one.
Well, I kind of described what a psychopath is most likely to do.
Yeah.
Personal gain.
Right.
And no empathy, going to throw people off the wagon. And to do what it takes to get it done. To get it done.
I can't believe politician's not on the list.
Well, it is.
Okay.
But
I thought you said it wasn't.
Civil servant is on the list.
Okay.
So anyways, number one is CEO.
And no, wait. So this is ordered. So it's not. This isn't in any random order. This is. They're saying CEOs are the most likely.
Oh, yeah.
To have psychopaths.
Okay. In a big way.
All right. So you're going down the list, meaning that number one was the most likely. Number 10 would be still pretty likely, but not as likely as the others.
Correct.
All right.
And so you're talking about politicians. Number two, of course, lawyers.
Ooh,
many politicians are, of course, lawyers. And, of course, and like I said, civil servant is on this list.
So do they have an introduction as far as, like, how they calculated this?
Yeah,
well,
that'd be interesting.
This is from the documentary. Hold on. I can't pull up that site. But this explanation, experts believe that psychopaths are attracted to some professions over others.
Sure.
The prevalence in the general population is about 1%, about 1 to 2%.
Hmm.
So it's actually not a whole lot.
I don't know. That seems like a lot. I mean, for people with no empathy whatsoever.
Two people out of every 100.
Yeah.
And I think I've actually met and worked with psychopaths.
Well, you do work at the post office.
Well, no. I mean, in the... I think that's a whole... When we're talking about, those might be sociopaths.
Okay.
They have right, there is a difference.
They most definitely have social disorders. They're lower on the scale.
All right, we got to figure out what the difference is. I know we've talked about that before, but we ought to define psychopath versus sociopath. Like, I don't, offhand, I can't really tell you what the difference is. I know a sociopath is somebody who also doesn't have a whole lot of empathy, somebody who's also, you know, in it for themselves. Psychopath just always seemed like a much more intense version of that, but again, I'm probably not correct with my definition.
Psychopaths are more likely to get caught. Whereas,
I mean, not every psychopath is a murderer, right? They're just people who are just disconnected from their fellow man.
In Canada, at least 25% of their violent criminal population are, in fact, psychopaths. But yes, most psychopaths are not going out there and beating people up. They're right. They're not the who's Alan Bates on the who's the American Psychopath?
Oh, I don't know. But Anthony American Hopkins Psycho. From Red Dragon, or you know, the
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Psychopath defined on dictionary.com as a person with a psychopathic personality which manifests as amoral and antisocial behavior, lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, extreme egocentricity, and failure to learn from experience, etc.
So from healthyplace.com, they say psychopaths are far more likely to get in trouble with the law, while a sociopath is more likely to blend into society.
Because right here, sociopath, they use the word psychopath to define it. Sociopath, from dictionary.com, a person with a psychopathic personality whose behavior is antisocial, often criminal, and who lacks a sense of moral responsibility or social conscience. I mean, that's not much of a difference there.
So yeah. They then give a difference of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So a sociopath would have repeated violations of the law, pervasive lying and deception, yep. Physical aggression, reckless disregard for the safety of self and others, consistent irresponsibility in work and family environments, and a lack of remorse, whereas a psychopath has traits that include a lack of guilt and remorse, a lack of empathy, a lack of deep emotional attachments, narcissism, superficial charm, dishonesty, manipulative, and reckless risk-taking. So there's a lot of overlap, but there is some difference.
They're harder to identify. They're better at blending, the psychopath, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And, of course, this same site has 93% of criminals being psychopaths. So that's a big difference from the 25 that I saw in this documentary.
All right.
But I did hear one other thing. I read it many years ago, but it was, I think sociopaths are born, whereas psychopaths are created. And
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I think the documentary started to really rail on that, saying that no, that you need to take a step back. You know, this is... it is nature versus nurture when it comes to making people like this. It's not necessarily a heredity thing. You know,
they're born like that.
Seeing something violent. I mean, we all seen Dexter, the psychopath.
Great show.
If you
great television show.
Sit down and watch the show. I think in the second season, it actually explains how he was created, ultimately created, and it was
because an author sat there and wrote out scripts.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Based on a book.
But I think that these guys,
yes, an author,
did their research before they started just writing whatever, you know, came to mind.
All right.
Dexter's a very interesting type because he's always, during the entire seasons, he is exploring his own self-empathy and whether he even has it and why he does what he does. He doesn't know if he has any.
Yeah, it's a really interesting look at, and yes, it's obviously a work of fiction, but it is still an interesting character study and kind of looking at how he changes over the seasons and what it's like for him to be this sort of hidden psychopath.
A good work of nonfiction on the topic would be Davy Barker's Authoritarian Sociopathy.
I read that book.
where he goes through and he looks at a lot of different psychological experiments. Mm-hmm. So there was the Milgram experiments, the Stanford Prison experiments, several others to where, you know, people basically were artificially placed in positions of power
where they could torture
and
someone.
Then began abusing it.
Yeah. There's more coming up here at 855 450 free like freedom. We get more of the top 10 jobs for psychopaths. 855-450-3733, which also probably means there's a lot of sociopaths in those positions as well. Not that big of a difference between them. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important, and Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number for you is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about psychopaths, sociopaths, people who have no empathy for others and are willing to do whatever they need to do to get the job done, which is why apparently they are the number one choice for CEO.
10% at least.
And they're saying at least 10% of CEOs are psychopaths?
The site that Daryl brought up, and this documentary site has 10%. I believe the site that Daryl brought up only has 2%.
Okay.
But, oh, I'm sorry. There's at least 2% amongst us.
I see. But of everybody.
But out of all of the jobs, by and far, it is most attractive. The CEO job is most attractive to psychopaths.
We'll get back into the list here. The top 10 jobs for psychopaths, according to a Canadian documentary series of some sort. What's the source on this again, Conan, if you don't mind?
CBC.ca.
Oh, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. It's the Canadian government news channel up there.
Now, the CBC does have some satire programming. This is not part of their satire.
This is not
stuff,
satire.
Right? Okay.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about cryptocurrency, the very first crypto in the world, Bitcoin, which has now become more than one Bitcoin. There's now Bitcoin Core. There's Bitcoin Cash. You can learn about those over at Bitcoin.com. Get started there. Maybe you want to jump into Bitcoin mining. You've heard about Bitcoin mining, but you don't know how to do the technical side of things. You don't know how to set up a server and, you know, buy a graphics card and get all the stuff configured that you need to. It's a pain in the butt to get that stuff set up. I've gone through the process. I know what it's like. And the average person, you're not going to be able to handle it. But if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, you can do that. Just let the professionals handle it for you, and you put in the investment. Go to pool.bitcoin.com, and they can get you set up to mine either Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash, or both if you want. It's up to you over at pool.bitcoin.com. Or maybe you do know your stuff when it comes to technical tinkering. You can also join the Bitcoin.com mining pool at pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with the top 10 careers for psychopaths.
Right, number three. It's going
to
surprise you.
Hold on.
Oh,
I came up with a list.
Daryl's going to guess.
I came up with a list, and Ian, you were dealing with some technical stuff.
Like I said, I wasn't going to be able to think of 10, so I'm just going to throw out priest.
All right. So, Conan, you came up with, or you already gave us one and two, which is CEO and lawyer, which means that I needed to come up with eight more.
Yep.
So I have, and just tell me if they're on the list or not.
Yep.
These are not in a particular order. So, military.
Yep. Well, that goes. That's combined with one of the other answers.
Police.
Yeah. So military and police are the same.
Okay.
Mechanic.
No. What?
Like an auto mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not even close.
Huh. Okay. Bureaucrat.
Civil servant.
We already knew that one.
Doctor/dentist.
Doctor. No, but some other form of a doctor. What's the next level up? You have to become a doctor before you become this. Before you can start opening people up.
Surgeon.
So doctor, okay. No.
Interesting.
Lumberjack?
No.
That's one of the most dangerous jobs.
It is dangerous.
It's like right below fisherman.
Right, but, you know, like a lot of times, you know, you might be working by yourself, so antisocial. Would be very easy to kill people and hide their bodies because you know where the wilderness is.
You know, a lot of serial killers are... Maybe not a lumberjack, but some guy who works in a warehouse. Yes, warehouse position.
Actor?
No.
Hmm. And professional cook or chef?
Actually, yes, chef.
Wow. Good job, dude. I mean, you did pretty well, all things considered. There's a lot of careers out there. I said priest.
Oh, yeah. There it's on there. So, number three you guys didn't get, though.
Okay.
It should just blow your minds.
Taxi driver? I thought about putting taxi driver.
Media personality.
Hold on, that kind of fits with actor.
Yeah, kind of. But no, especially the TV hosts.
Ah, okay.
So number four,
we're safe, guys.
Number four is sales.
The Twitch channel doesn't count.
I thought about putting sales on there as well.
Yep.
Mark Edge.
Yep, exactly. Here's another one. Number five, surgeon. Number six, journalist. So not only media personalities, but the journalists as well. Police officer number seven, eight is clergy.
So the person writing the story could be a psychopath.
I actually was thinking that when I was watching the doc. Anyways,
the person reading the article could also be a psychopath.
And by the way, this list was compiled by Oxford psychologist Kevin Dunton, who also has one of those tests out there I'm going to take after whenever I get
there's a psycho test?
There's lots of them. I think he has a good one.
How many questions?
I don't know yet.
All right.
I do remember, since we're talking about tests, I do remember one time when I was in the process of getting hired for a security job, having to take a 587 question psychological evaluation.
For what was it again?
Security.
How about school principal?
He's a CEO.
Bureaucrat.
He's a CEO. He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Number 9 was chef. Number 10, civil servant.
Civil servant. Okay.
So, and you if you think about, for example, our own mayor right here in town, not only is he a lawyer and a bit of a salesperson, but he's also a civil servant. So, I mean, he's got the whole, and I've caught him in so many lies over the years.
Oh, man.
I'm calling it. I'm calling it right now. By the way, if we do have time, I do have the least likely jobs a psychopath will fill. Daryl, you might want to think about those as well.
Yeah, I thought about it, and I had a hard enough time coming up with 10 professions for the first thing.
I'm gonna say on that list, like daycare provider / teacher.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Person that, and I don't know what the actual title is, but person that works in a puppy shelter.
Humane society.
Care person.
Care person, okay.
So number 1, of course, is care aid. So someone who's taking care of the elderly.
Right.
Probably, Daryl, your volunteer dog person.
Yeah, you know, the doggy daycare employee.
Number 2 is nurse.
I was gonna guess that.
Number 3 is a therapist.
Okay.
And they're crazy. Number 4 is a craftsperson. This is why I know I'm not a psychopath, Daryl, because this is what I do.
Hold on, but you're also a journalist, kind of.
And you're not antisocial.
I'm very antisocial, but I do a lot of crafts.
Right, but see, you could be, it's kind of like the glucosamine and chondroitin that's supposed to help strengthen your joints, but less than 1% of people that take it wind up having increased joint pain.
Do you have increased joint pain? Is that why you know all about this?
Yeah, I'm one of the 1% that gets the side effect from glucosamine.
You're the
1%. So you could be that 1% of crafts guys that is a psychopath.
I'm also on the list a second time, so. Number 5.
Mailman?
Number 5, beautician stylist.
You're not a beautician.
Nope, not.
No.
Number 6, charity worker, and I'm definitely not that. Number 7 is a teacher.
Charity worker as opposed to the CEO of a charity, because that would be a psychopath, right?
He said that the CEOs are 5 times more likely to be a psychopath than the general population.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, no, actually, 10% of CEOs are likely to be psychopaths.
And 2% of the general population is likely to be a psychopath, so 5 times more likely.
Got it.
That's called math.
Oh,
yes. Good job.
Number 7, teacher.
I use my algebra today.
All right, let's get through the rest.
Number 8, creative artist. There I am again. Number 9, doctor, as opposed to a surgeon. Number 10, and I don't even know why, accountants. I'll get it.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. If you want to join us to discuss psychopathy, sociopathy, whatever it is that's on your mind, you may take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we always have stories about crazy politicians, and there's always more to come here on Free Talk Live. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, they are hosting a field day to encourage youth sports participation and introduce intended appointees to the Presidential Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The president also spoke about just how vital sports is to life.
The skills learned out on the track field and the court and the diamond and the gridiron and the golf course and those tennis courts are skills that will serve young Americans for the rest of their lives. I want to thank all of the council members who are here with us today. Incredible group of people.
Missouri prosecutors agreed to drop one of the two felony criminal cases against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens after the governor's attorney said he would resign. Greitens announced yesterday that he is stepping down from office on Friday. This afternoon, a New York grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein on criminal sexual act charges and rape. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio where you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan, sounds like a Beth.
And Daryl, and I don't know why Conan said so many words.
Because I just took like 25 questions already. It's going to be a long way, it looks like.
So you're a psychopath.
I am not a psychopath, I don't think.
Only a psychopath would answer that many questions.
Only the one,
to figure out if they're a psychopath.
Only the 1%. No. I mean, how many of the psychopaths out there who are psychopaths, who would be diagnosed as a psychopath, are aware that they are one?
I think ooh, some might take the test, like I am.
Uh-huh.
The thing is that they don't care.
So
because they believe that they are in the right.
On that 587-question psychological evaluation that I had to take for a security job, I wound up being one of, like, four people that wound up getting a letter that said, you have to go see the shrink.
Mm.
And when I went to see the shrink, she said, why are you here? I said, because I'm crazy. And she said, actually, crazy people don't admit it. And then we chatted for, like, an hour, and she was like, yeah, you're fine.
Interesting.
Mm, so you answered something wrong. Got you put before the shrink.
Right, and the funny thing is, the instructor of the class, before we ever took the quiz, he asked how many people have served in the military, how many people are former law enforcement, how many people have ever worked in corrections. And there were four of us
you
that
had
fit one of those categories, and he said, I can tell you right now, you're probably going to be people that wind up having to go see the shrink.
I see.
You know, I did take an employment test with one of these job location companies. And I went and I took it, it was one of those things they, you know, you take it at home on your own time. And I very much noticed that there were two ways to answer the questions. And depending on what role you were going to be placed in, I'm like, yeah, if you're a peon, a little bee, a little worker, there was one way to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will follow orders. I'm do what I told. I don't, if I see something bad, I raise my hand and go tell the instructor.
Yeah.
But there was another way, which is if you were the boss, there was, yes, I think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Yes, whenever I see something wrong, I question things. And I told the guy, I went to the next day. I was like, yeah, look, there was definitely two ways to answer this. He's like, yeah, there kind of was. He's like, but what were you? Let's see if you answered correctly. And yes, I did. I specifically put myself in the position of little bee worker.
Oh, you did the peon answers.
Yes, because okay. That's what I was going into.
I see.
I wasn't going to be the boss of anything, right. The manager. It's like, yeah, there's most definitely two ways to answer those.
And the only question that I remember from this 587 question thing was a question of, have you ever engaged in deviant sexual behavior? And I asked,
define deviant.
Can right. you define this?
Anything outside of the missionary position.
And, well, hold on. The instructor didn't actually say that, but he said, I can't help you. But I'm not asking for help. I need a definition yeah. here. And he said, if you think it is, then you probably have.
Uh-huh.
I was like, but some people say anything other than missionary. If you think it is, you probably have.
So and you still passed it. You still passed the test.
No, I was one of the four people that got the, you have to go see the shrink.
Yeah,
so it wasn't
but you
a pass-fail. There is no pass-fail.
Okay.
It's you either pass and you're good, or you go see the
okay.
shrink and
I
then
figured
the
there was like a middle group.
You.
I figured there was no. fail, definitely. Middle
no.
group, we need to talk to them, and then pass.
But you got the job, so you passed.
Right, because I got the clearance from the shrink.
I see.
Where the shrink was like, yeah, you're not crazy.
Harvey Weinstein in the news here. We haven't talked about this story yet this week, and apparently he has now been charged. You know, last year the news came out, big headlines about this movie producer from the Weinstein Company. His name's on a bunch of stuff, Dimension Films, back in the late 1990s.
Oh, yeah, now that I've actually heard his name out loud in the past year, now I always recognize him when I'm watching like an older movie.
When you see his name
and I
come
see his
up.
Name, or one of the Weinsteins, because I believe he
right.
has a...
Usually he's tied in with his brother. Or
right.
whatever. They produce things together.
He's got a brother?
I think it's his brother. I think.
Okay. I didn't know there was another Weinstein.
I could be wrong about that, but I believe...
No, I believe he has a brother, and I think his brother actually helped bury some of the stories over the years.
I bet they did. Story here from Deadline.com. Hours after Harvey Weinstein announced he would not testify before a grand jury, the same panel has now indicted the disgraced producer on two sets of rape charges and a sex crime charge. Quote, a grand jury has voted to indict him on charges of rape in the first and third degrees and criminal sexual act in the first degree, according to Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. This afternoon, they linked to the two-page indictment, which is actually relatively short for indictments, but a warning, there are graphic descriptions of sex acts within it. If found guilty, Oscar-winning Weinstein could find himself behind bars for up to 25 years. On May 25th, the producer was made to do the perp walk by the NYPD after surrendering himself to be, this is bad writing, to be has been charged in a criminal complaint with two counts of rape, one involving force, as well as criminal sexual act.
What's the source on this?
Deadline Hollywood.
Yeah, they probably don't have editors.
No, probably not. But they do link to the actual...
Right, I'm just, you know, explaining why they had like five different verbs
yeah.
in there. To be has been did.
For alleged assaults against two women that occurred in 2013 and 2004, if that sounds familiar, it's because it's exactly the same charges that the indictment has slapped down. While the DA has been pecked at for moving too slow on the material the NYPD handed over on the much-accused Weinstein, the grand jury has been quietly sitting for several weeks and issuing subpoenas. Quote, this indictment brings the defendant another step closer to accountability for the crimes of violence for which he is now charged, according to the DA. He said, further, our office will try this case not in the press, but in the courtroom where it belongs. The defendant's recent assault on the integrity of the survivors in the legal process is predictable. We are confident that when the jury hears the evidence, it will reject these attacks out of hand. Unquote. While Weinstein's reps and attorneys did not respond for a request for comment on today's indictment, they can't be deaf to the unflattering shout-out that Vance just gave them. The remark about not trying the matter in the media is clearly directed at Weinstein lawyer Benjamin Brofman, who has been in front of the press repeatedly in the past few days with trial balloons, denied vital case information, and concerns if his client could get a fair trial if in a media-inflated environment. Harvey Weinstein, I mean, with all the allegations out there about him, you would think he'd have left town.
He can't. He's got a thing on his foot.
Well, I mean, before that happened, you know, like, they didn't put a thing on his foot a year ago.
Tracker.
Or whenever this, you know, whenever these allegations first...
Well, maybe he thought he could beat it.
Maybe
or,
so.
You know, there are the people that always get the advice of, you know, if you leave... That makes you look guilty.
That's true. The New York attorney has also taken to trying to undermine the case by stating that one of the women cited in the May 25th charges and was someone that Weinstein had a consensual sexual relationship with for 5 years before and several years after the alleged 2013 rape. Add to that nudges and winks of, quote, unfair political pressure being placed on the attorney to secure a conviction of Weinstein, and you have a defense strategy in the offering. Brofman said in a statement, quote, this announcement of Weinstein's indictment does not come as a surprise. Indeed, it was predicted this morning in an earlier statement we issued. We also note the course of the indictment merely mirrors the same charges in the criminal court complaint and does not add anything to the case we did not already know. So I guess they already had charges but brought more charges. I got to say, I'm confused. I have not followed the case closely at all, as you might be able to tell. Have either of you at all?
No.
Don't really care. I do see a lot of the, I mean, it's coming out of the woodworks, all of the stories of you know, these issues with, you know, high power, big powered men.
The Hollywood men, yeah. You know, and Morgan Hollywood. Freeman has now been
Freeman, exactly.
Alleged.
Yeah, a lot of Hollywood, a lot of left liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Who supposedly stand against this type of behavior, but I guess not. But I don't, you know, I think some of the story, like the Morgan Freeman story, for example, I think it's a bunch of hogwash.
I didn't actually read the details on that. What are the allegations there?
Some interviewer many years ago caught him suggesting some, you know, and remarking on her outfit and how pretty she was, and she took it the wrong way.
Wow. Can't even compliment a lady.
Nope. Now that it was an old 80-year-old dude, if it's a hot young guy,
then
yes,
it's
you
okay.
Can. Oh, yeah.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial on in here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've also got our Discord on air call in line room. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can do that from any device. They've got different apps for different operating systems and such. Over at discord.lrn.fm, you can hop in there and, again, get in that top chat room, and we'll get you on the air. It'll sound almost like you are in the studio with us.
Sounds real good.
Sure does. So we were talking about Harvey Weinstein, and I have to apologize for this god-awful Deadline Hollywood article, which I was actually avoiding trying to avoid the further mistakes and the bad writing in this article as I was reading through it, and it was a challenge to do that here. But they linked to the indictment against him in the Supreme Court state of New York, people of the state of New York against Harvey Weinstein. This has got to be the shortest indictment I've ever seen. It's not even 2 pages. It's like a page and a quarter. Alleging here that criminal sexual act in the first degree, saying the defendant during the period from 2004, June 1st, 2004 to September 1st, 2004, engaged in oral sexual conduct by forcible compulsion with a person known to the grand jury, to wit, contact between defendant's penis and the mouth of a person known to the grand jury. And then the second count, they make a similar allegation about forcible sexual intercourse from Mr. Weinstein. Now, apparently, according to the god-awful story at Deadline Hollywood, there have been perhaps as many as a dozen lawsuits already filed against Weinstein from some of the dozens of women who've gone public with the allegations of sexual assault. Now, when we were reading some of these allegations before, the ones that we at least had seen previously, and I've not done an exhaustive, looking into this, so I'm not saying I would not deny what these allegations are, but the ones that we'd looked at previously were like, he was in his hotel room, and he had invited some young, you know, budding actress to show up there, and then he would, like, come out completely naked and invite her to do something or whatever, and, like, he would put them in awkward situations, but none of them were, you know, he held me down and raped me.
Yeah, it's a new kind of rape. Rape has been redefined. He was most definitely using his power, his influence.
For sure.
Hey, you want the job, well, you're just going to have to, you know, hang out with me here naked.
Right, and it was just, it was awkward sounding, it was strange, it was uncomfortable, but I wouldn't have defined, you know, again, like I said, I have not read all of the allegations, so, you know, if you can point us to some of the more salacious ones, you're welcome to do so, but it just seemed like he was putting these women in very, very uncomfortable positions, not necessarily that he was forcibly in, you know,
so I've got a question here. Are the women alleging that they were raped or just that they were sexually assaulted, and there is a legal distinction between the two things?
Well, there are a couple of rape charges in this this indictment, apparently.
Okay.
Rape in the first and third degrees are involved in this recent indictment.
Yeah, if it's hold-me-down rape, then, yeah, that's the worst of the worst.
And maybe they did find a case like that.
Right.
Maybe the early allegations that we had read several months ago did not include these. So, again, they don't go into much more detail. It's just he did something with his penis that was, you know, a violation of this woman.
Right.
They don't talk about the circumstances or any other details in this.
Right, and
case.
The indictment, and a lot of people get an indictment confused with a criminal conviction. The indictment is just a group of people determining whether or not there's enough evidence to bring the charge.
Yeah.
It's not a group of people determining whether or not there's enough evidence to convict the person.
That's the jury that decides that.
Right.
Correct. So that's the latest there in the Harvey Weinstein case. And the reason I brought that up, it wasn't necessarily going to be my prep tonight, but because you talked about psychopaths, a movie producer here with a lot of power. And, of course, it's not uncommon, right? We've already heard these stories of the casting couch in the past. It's sort of a well-known thing in Hollywood where young people are frequently put into situations where they're expected to provide sexual services for older men in Hollywood in order to get into these roles. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the way it seems like it's always been. And
yeah,
so,
I don't think this is anything new. It's just the culture is treating it differently.
Well, but why is it that he got thrown under the bus? Not only is it not new.
Exactly. When you consider, you were talking about fleeing the country, and I immediately thought of Roman Polanski,
mm-hmm.
who hasn't been in the country for almost 60 years now.
Yeah.
Isn't he
and
dead?
He's a hero amongst the left. But he's also an artist. He's a director. Mm-hmm. Whereas this guy is more the CEO type. He's more the business guy.
He's a producer.
And he's also not very pretty to look at.
It was Polanski? I don't know what he looks
Neither
like.
Neither is Polanski looking at the pictures.
Well, 60 years ago is when it happened. Well, not maybe. 78.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's 40 years. 40
years,
40
years.
Not
okay.
60.
Well, so it's a long time.
Long time.
But, you know, I'm not saying it's okay, but that's just the way things seem to be. I don't think that it should be a surprise that
nothing new.
If you go to Harvey Weinstein's hotel room, you should probably know it's not really to look over the latest script that he has. You know?
I don't know if you should necessarily automatically expect that.
You know,
I was at a conference over the weekend, and I went to somebody's hotel room. I'd have freaked out.
But wait a minute. We're not talking about just somebody. We're talking about one of the most powerful movie producers in Hollywood.
You watch Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
McFarlane had this in one of his episodes many years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah. Naked Stewie running through a mall yelling about Harvey Weinstein's right behind him.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard of these references in pop culture.
So, yeah, the people who know Weinstein,
they know
who work with him,
yeah.
They know what he's all about, they know what it means to go up to his hotel room. So,
right.
You know, they're just... Right now, for the first time, everyone's stepping up in there, and in a lot of cases taking to the extreme,
like with the
Morgan Freeman thing. But yes, it is a different culture we live in.
I just want to try figuring out if either one of you are basically in a bunch more words saying they should have known it was going to happen, so it's kind of their fault.
No, I'm not saying if there was actual rape that happened, that's not their fault. That's force, that's violence. But if it's just Harvey Weinstein coming out of the bathroom, dropping his towel on the floor, and saying something really awkward and, like, putting a woman in a very strange situation that maybe she wasn't expecting, that is not rape. So that is something you should expect from somebody like Harvey Weinstein. If you're going, if it's 11 o'clock at night and you're showing up at Harvey Weinstein's hotel room, you know, and he's in the shower. This was one of the stories.
Yes,
okay, I'm not making this up. So, you know, you should expect these things from these people.
Yeah, what I'm not saying, Daryl, is, she was wearing that scantily clad dress.
So she was asking for it.
It was her fault. She was asking for it. This is wholly different.
Yeah.
They knew what was up. Don't go to a hotel.
I don't know if they necessarily did.
How could you not know? How could you be? I mean, look, I understand, you know, certainly younger actresses may be a little bit more naive. Perhaps, but in many of these cases, we're talking about women who are in their late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, I've not read the details of any of these things.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not, you know, willing to sit here and point the finger and say, oh, well, you should have known you were going to see Harvey's penis.
And you know what? If he didn't look like he did, if he was Brad Pitt or any of the other hot actors,
yeah,
I don't think we'd be hearing any of this. He's just being himself, being a dude.
Mm.
Hey, come up to my hotel. Oh, I'm sorry. Towel slipped.
Whoops.
We wouldn't be hearing any of that.
Would you like some wine?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, there you go. That's the latest on that story. Again, like I said, I don't know what the details are in these cases, but the stories we'd read previously were like, that's not rape. That's just awkward. That's not, you know, sexual assault. That's just a strange situation that, you know, you should have known you were going to get into if you're going to his hotel room. Even if it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're meeting him in his hotel room, that's one of those places where, you know, hey, if you're going to have a business meeting, go to the Starbucks around the corner from the hotel,
yep.
Right? Like, there's other places where you can meet somebody that don't involve being right next to a bed, you know? Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You know, a lot of hotels do have suites where they've got, like, the business office separate from the bedroom.
Sure, and they also have jacuzzis in the really fancy, like, penthouses.
Yes.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. In other big star news, apparently David Copperfield has been on trial. Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't
know the guy was still doing what
he
does.
Did he magically touch somebody they didn't know it because he's a magician?
Yeah, and I'm actually very surprised by that.
Here's your bra!
David Copperfield's one of those guys who probably would not have a problem
even at his age, right.
Yeah, I mean, he's smooth, right? Like, he's always got attractive women around him. You know, he's got no problem with that.
They're hired to be there.
That's true, but what's the hiring process like? Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What sort of things is he going to make disappear? Well, actually, turns out somebody got hurt, and we'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.